Hey guys, I'm Christopher.
This is Brock.
And you're listening to the Startup Ideas Podcast.
This is the podcast where we give away free startup ideas.
I like that.
Ideas cultivated and curated from years of sales experience.
I've been in sales basically most of my life. For the Fortune 100, 500 companies. Large, huge, nationwide accounts.
And from the startup tech scene.
Took a job at a startup company. I was employee number one.
I know what you're thinking, and yes, they're free. Yes, we're crazy. This is the Startup Ideas Podcast.
Yeah, you know, okay, so, all right, let's talk about why we're doing this, I guess. Let's talk about why we're doing this. So, this is how I feel, is that there are plenty of websites and services out there like Squarespace, Weebly.com, for example, that you can build great websites for. There's services for doing your billing. There's services for doing your taxes. Basically, any facet of, you know, running a business, there's a service for. But what is missing is the very beginning, the idea. And I think in this podcast, that's what we're basically giving away for free. We are throwing these ideas out there, trillion-dollar ideas, instant. You know, these are
instant billionaire ideas.
Yeah, these are instant unicorns. I don't even know why we're giving them away for free, to be honest. Like, we could use them and become millionaires, but, you know,
we just want to talk about it. We just have big mouths. Got to share it.
You know, and every idea kind of sounds like garbage until you're a billion-dollar company. You know, one day it sounds like shit, and all of a sudden you're Snapchat.
That's true. You become Snapchat, or you become...
I mean, who would have thought that a dick pics was a trillion-dollar idea? Disappearing dick pics would have been a trillion-dollar idea.
That's exactly... I would have jumped on that bandwagon.
You know, I'd send dick pics for free, I guess.
All right, real question.
Tell me.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Yeah, I think to you.
What? I never got it, so you sent someone else.
Oh man, somebody out there in the interwebs just saw nothing.
Oh my god. Like, did he mean to send this? This is just embarrassing.
Alright man, alright. Let me pitch this. Listen up real quick, because I'm gonna pitch this idea to you. This is a $1 trillion. No, actually, this is a Tim Ferriss idea. This is a 4-hour work week idea. Actually, yeah, 4-hour work week idea. So when I first moved into this apartment complex that I'm living into right now, there was this $25 service fee for this fool to come around and pick up our trash that we just put outside of our door. I could do this shit myself, but I'm paying this guy $25 to do this.
Wait, you're paying for this?
Yeah, it's a fee that everybody has to pay for. Everybody in the apartment complex has an additional $25 that they have to pay for this asshole to come in, this garbage man to come in and take our trash. And the thing is he's just taking it to the dumpster that's literally 20 feet away from our door. Wow. So check this out. I realized that this guy is a genius, because there's, what, 400 apartments in this complex right now?
Yeah.
Now, even if he's only getting 50% of that $25 and half of it's going to the apartment complex, the fool is still making like $4,000 a month.
Okay. So that's all he did.
That's all he did.
He does this every day. Monday to Friday?
Actually, he doesn't do it every day. He only does it between, Sunday to Thursday. So Friday and Saturday, he's fucking sitting on his ass. You know what he's doing?
He's rolling in that trash dough.
I know. Oh, my God. So not only is this guy twiddling his thumbs, he's got his thumb up his asshole. He's twiddling his thumbs up his asshole. That's what he's doing on Friday and Saturday. Absolutely nothing. And this guy's raking in at least $4,000 a month.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Tell me.
If he's doing this, why aren't you doing this at another apartment complex?
I tried, because there was a new apartment complex that was...
This episode is brought to you by Weebly. Weebly is the easiest and most affordable way to start your website today. With easy-to-use drag-and-drop features and beautiful themes and templates to choose from, you can have your one-of-a-kind website up and running before you can say fizzle-fuzzle. Other features include e-commerce for real and digital goods, chat and email support, built-in website statistics, and a fully featured mobile app to edit and update your site on the go. And with no complicated bandwidth or storage options to deal with like most of the competitors, you can rest assured that your website will be up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with no surprising overages. You can get started today for free, or with any paid version, which start at only $8 a month, can get a free domain of your choosing for 1 year, plus a $100 Google advertising credit, absolutely free. Go to startupideaspodcast.com/Weebly to get started on building your website today. That's startupideaspodcast.com/WEEBLY. Weebly, websites for being bold.
I tried. No, I tried because there was a new apartment complex that was being built right across from us. Okay. I went up to the head honcho, right? And I said, look, you charge each person in your spot $25. Okay. I will give you 50% of that. You don't even have to do anything. And I take out their trash. What do you say? Guess what? He already hired somebody.
Oh my God. It's probably that same motherfucker.
It probably is. You know what? And now he just doubled his income.
Jesus. For doing nothing.
This guy is doing nothing. For doing garbage work. For doing garbage work.
Literally. This guy is garbage.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Anyways. So, you know, I feel like this guy's got it all figured out, honestly.
I think he does. Basically, what he's doing is he's taking advantage of this opportunity. And the opportunity is that people that live in nice apartment complexes are pretty much just lazy. Inherently, they don't want to do much of anything. Would you agree?
I don't disagree, but if somebody paid me just $25 to take out my own trash, actually, you know, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either. I'd be like, it's my own trash. I'm just going to let it pile up because I can.
Yeah. You know what? He's got me. I can't even not pay him.
I mean, I think that this guy has found a unique niche. But the thing is, there's no way for him to just capitalize on this in terms of creating some sort of a business where only he can do this. It's like any other cleaning service. Anybody can jump in.
Exactly.
And just start fucking cleaning shit.
I mean, exactly.
And at the same time, once you do get going, let's say you get one complex, you're ready to get another complex, you can find some little schmuck on Craigslist, pay him fucking $10 an hour to run around, grab trash, boom.
$10 an hour? Now you need to do like...
What, you want to do less? You want to give minimum wage?
No, you're fine. You're fine. $10 an hour.
All right, so $10 an hour. We're trying to be entrepreneurs, not slave drivers
here. Okay, fair enough.
So we get the kids, run around, you pay them $10 an hour. Let's say that it takes them, you know, 5 hours a day.
Oh, not even. I'm telling you right now, it's like two hours. I asked the guy who's taking my trash out. I was like, hey man, how long does it take you to do these 400 plus apartments? 2 hours.
2 hours.
Two hours.
So we get
the guy was wasting no time.
Wow. So he does it 5 days a week. So we get 20 hours. We're paying some schmuck $10 an hour, that's $200 a week. You subtract that out of the $5,000 you're making initially.
Oh my gosh. You're killing it.
For doing literally nothing at that point, once you get the kid, literally nothing.
Wow.
So you got to scope it out, you got to find the opportunity, you need to convince these people somehow this is worth their time. And realistically, it is. If they're making $12.50 a pop per apartment for doing nothing.
Actually, you know what? That's a good price.
Yeah. It is a good price.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what we should do? Boom. Next level, we do this in a mall. Throw your trash in the hallway. Don't worry about tripping hazards. We'll pick it up eventually.
Yeah.
That could work. I don't really think the mall would work. But basically, the point is, don't sell yourself short, Christopher.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I mean, you start off with apartments. All of a sudden, you're...
You're doing the White House.
You're taking out trash for the president.
Yeah. Barack Obama's just throwing banana peels and you're picking them up.
That's it.
Don't slip.
I love it.
That wraps up our first episode of Startup Ideas. If you like what you heard, please head over to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast from, and leave us a little review. Perhaps a 5-star review? That's okay. I'll wait. All right. I appreciate that. And just for a little treat for you guys, here's a clip of our next episode that goes something like this. I buy it, but they want to discriminate.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, that's the problem, is that they need to discriminate so they look good, but they look bad by discriminating.
So what about if there was websites that discriminated for them?